Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart to say thank you for one more day. One more day to love you, to serve you, to praise you, to worship you. One more day to be in your presence. One more day to give. One more day to receive. One more day to embrace. And one more day to refrain from embracing. One more day. And we say thank you for this day. For truly this is a day that you have made. And we shall rejoice. And we shall be glad in it. Thank you for the opportunity to serve in your kingdom. Thank you for opening doors of favor. And we walk in it because we walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. We embrace the gifts of this day as we confess every sin of omission and commission. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, your kingdom coach, your host on this morning, welcoming especially all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us. Have a seat at the table. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. We want to turn in our Bibles to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail, upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Amen, amen, amen. What a wholesome word there on this morning. Amen, hallelujah. The blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. Picking up from where we left off on yesterday, beloved, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. On yesterday, we spoke about the return of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Ready or not, ready or not, ready or not. Amen. He is coming back for those who remain. Amen. Those who are ready to receive him. Glory be to God. He said, those who are alive and remain, those who are alive and those who are abiding. Amen. Those who are dwelling, those who are standing, those who are waiting, those who are continuing. Okay, so you want to pull out, amen, your amen, Hebrew, amen, your Greek Bibles, amen, and do research on words. Amen. You'll find the real meaning. Amen. So ready or not, amen, he is coming. Amen. Beloved, amen. Therefore, amen, hallelujah, the way and the decisions and the choices that we make, we have to make sure that it's okay. We have to make sure everything is not okay. Everything is not, God does not approve, amen, and accept thing that we give to him. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We learned that, amen, all throughout the Bible, especially in the life of Brother Cain. Well, I don't want to say brother. I'm going to say in the brothers, Cain and Abel. Amen. One gift was acceptable. One gift was not acceptable. God tells us in Romans chapter 12 to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, which is, I beseech thee that therefore now for, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Romans chapter 12, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. See, so it has to be holy. Be ye holy, because I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And acceptable, because everything is not acceptable. See, we have to let God determine that by his word. So what is God saying? Well, beloved, we found out. I think that earthquake still has a lot of people sort of thinking. Got a lot of people thinking. I know it has me thinking. I'm going to look. Let me stop right here and give my 2-minute testimony. It got me thinking. Now, I always knew Christ was coming back. I believe Christ coming back. I know it's going to happen. But that earthquake, beloved, was a wake-up call. That was a wake-up call, and it put me on my P's and Q's. Because I continue. I'm not going in fear. I'm continuing. Matter of fact, I done picked up some pace here. See, things that I might have put off for tomorrow, I ain't putting it off. Because I'm moving forward with momentum, but I'm conscious that the same way that earthquake hit and nobody heard it coming, saw it coming, didn't know it was here till it got here, that's the same way Jesus coming. It was a reality check. Glory be to God. And then that's what it did for me. I don't know what it did for you. I'm going to pray for you. Because I'm running for my life. Glory be to God. In our scripture today, he says, Glory be to God. Verse 2. You know, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Now, that thief didn't send you no text message say, I'll be by your house at 10 o'clock. I'm going to do a home invasion tonight. He didn't. The thieves don't work like that. That's why they're thieves. They come in when you least expect it. They come in when they think you're not home or when you're sleeping. Or even if you are home, they're going to come when they think that they can take you at an advantage. That's how the thief come. And you don't know the thief coming until the thief get there. That's how the Lord's return is going to be. Unannounced. Oops, where did that come from? Glory be to God. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. When that woman is pregnant with that baby, don't nobody know when that woman's water gonna break. Huh? The doctors could estimate, okay, mama, you're going to have the baby. We anticipate that your baby will be born sometime in April around, you know, the second week to the third week. They give you a general idea, but don't nobody know when that water going to break. That's how Jesus coming, y'all. That's how he coming. We pray that somebody starts smelling some coffee up in here. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Now, we talked about darkness all last week. Didn't we talk about that light and dark? Didn't we do the comparison for you? Didn't we give you the contrast between light and dark? Darkness represents sin. Darkness represents ignorance. And God will not have you in either one of them. He would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Glory be to God. And you know he's calling you out of sin. Glory be to God. You can't be in sin and be in the light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he says here that day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, you should see the thief coming. Somebody want to get big and bad and want to try to take you on? Look. Come on in if you want. You got your gun loaded. You ain't even got to call 911. You might call 911 for backup. Oh, you coming up in here? Baby, you got your stuff loaded. Because you already been down to the range. And you a sharp shooter. You come in here if you want. You cross this threshold if you want. See, because you see him coming. You heard all the rumbling in the back bedroom. Glory be to God. Remind me not that long ago, the thugs, amen, robbed this foreigner. He had a grocery store. They robbed him, came in the basement. First floor thought he was, you know, wasn't there. Amen, came up to the steps to the second floor. Amen, I guess, the gold rummage through the, you know, bedroom or whatever. You know, and get what they could get. When they got to the top of the steps, the man was standing there with his shotgun in his hand and didn't do a day in jail because he saw him coming. Say, glory be to God. But you ain't going to see Jesus coming. You ain't going to have that type of preparation time to grab nothing, call or say nothing or do nothing. It's not going to be available to you because it's going to happen too quick. It's going to happen too quick. Glory be to God. So he says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. He's talking about spiritual sleep. The Bible tells us to watch and pray. You know, we should be alert spiritually through prayer. See, knowing what's going on. Glory be to God. Then he goes on, but let us who are of the day, okay, the day represents the light, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith
and love for and helmet and hope of salvation. Why? Because you definitely not going back with Jesus unless you walking in faith and walking in love. Let's get this straight right now. Okay, the two main criteria. Glory, we know without faith, it is impossible to please him. You can't even get saved without faith. So if you don't have no faith, you know what I mean? You on the wrong side. You in darkness. Glory be to God. And love, God is love. So if we're born again, the love of God should be in us if we truly born again. Glory be to God. And love for a helmet and the hope of salvation. We broke that down for you not that long ago when we broke down our spiritual armor. You see why it's just important to, you know, every day we have to build up. You can't, we can't give you all this in one teaching. See, this is why we come, and we come consistently, and we come with our notebooks, because each teaching builds on the previous teaching. Glory be to God. Y'all know. Y'all watch those TV series. You know you got to go back to episode 2 to understand what's going on in episode 4. Verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's one or the other. It's either going to be salvation or wrath. The wrath of God coming upon the children of obedience. It's going to be one or the other. It's going to be heaven. It's going to be hell. I'm going to purgatory. Purgatory what? What you talking about? Well, you know, I grew up Catholic. Okay, that's another subject for another time. Is it going to be heaven or it's going to be hell? You choose. The Bible says choose life or choose death. Because God already chose it for you. Now you got to come into agreement with him. Verse 9, for God have not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. You see that? Whether we said, look, that's why for Christ we live and for Christ we die. We're not afraid of death if we're dying for Christ, because we got to die anyway. To be absent from the body, to be present in the Lord. Death is not a bad thing. It all depends on how you go out. See, it depends on if you died, amen, when you took that last breath, okay, did you transition, amen, in heaven or hell? The choices you make is going to determine that. The choices you make today is going to determine where you're going to be tomorrow. See? So he says here, whether we live or die, the dead in Christ, we found out yesterday, the dead in Christ are going to be resurrected first. Okay? Why is the dead in Christ going to be resurrected first? Well, they need a little bit more time. Why? Because some of our brothers and sisters have been cremated. Okay, God gonna bring them ashes back together. It don't make no difference what you do with that body. You ain't in there anyway. That's just a corpse. That's just a house you live in. That's like you moving from one house to another. You aren't even concerned about the house you moved out of, because that was just a house. You in a new house. So those who are already dead, some of them have been cremated. Cremains all in the ocean and everywhere. God got to bring all that back together again. Ooh, my God. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it ain't going to take him 30 minutes to do it. Hey, my God, sookie, sookie. See, some people already in the graveyard 6 feet under. Okay, God got to bring them up 6 feet. Amen. Through that iron casket and through all that dirt. That's all in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. It ain't going to take God long to do it. Woo! My God, sookie, sookie. Woo! Dry bones to dry bones. Hey, my God. Some people have been in the grave so long they ain't got no meat on their bones. Glory be to God. Amen. Corruption. Glory be to God turns into incorruption. Mortality into immortality. Come on, somebody. It's a quick transaction. Oh, my God. I feel like I can't hardly wait. Glory be to God. In a moment, God's going to do all that. See, so they're going to come up first, the dead, and then we who are alive, we all going to be caught up together. Now, all that's going to happen in a second. Glory be to God. Some people was mesmerized about that solar eclipse. Baby, tell you something. This going to be some I'm making up a word now. Mesmeration. You're going to be mesmerized. The thing is, you got to make sure you're on the right side. Because you're going to be on one side or the other. Whatever side you on today is going to be decided. Whatever side you on when Jesus comes is going to be determined on what side you on. Amen. Whatever side you on before he comes is going to determine what side you on after he comes. Because if you ain't ready to go, you ain't going up. And if you die without Christ, it ain't going to make a difference. God going to deal with you, amen, in the second resurrection, which is a whole nother subject where we'll talk about at a later time. So your cremains just going to be right wherever your family put it. You ain't going to be touched. Those of you, amen, out here running around, you're going to be just like you was last week when that earthquake happened. What happened, y'all? What happened? You're going to be calling around everybody. What happened? But certain people you ain't going to get. Y'all can call me. You'll get my voicemail. Because I ain't answering because I ain't going to be here. Yeah, Pastor Bradford. Anybody seen her? No. She was caught up to meet him. Caught up to meet him. Come on. And we pray that you be caught up too. It's going to be a quick transaction, beloved. So what is God saying? God is saying, amen, it's not okay. Your wrong choices is not okay. Your actions are not okay unless you are led by the Holy Spirit. It's not okay. Well, we be to God. You don't have God's approval on that. Yeah, God loves you, but he don't love your mess. He loves you too much to keep you there. God is not okay. You can't pull God in, amen, to your sin. That's why the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is grieved. Because whenever we sin, we make him a part of it. We make him a part of it. I don't even want to think about that too long. Because I know the times in my life, amen, which I try to do less and less and less and less now that I'm getting closer and closer and closer to the Lord, times that I pulled the Holy Spirit into some mess. I know I grieved him. I know. Don't nobody have to tell me. I know I went through a period of judgment. Nobody got to tell me. I went through a long time of judgment. It was years. What was that? Consequences? Oh, baby, you're going to pay the piper. Oh, God will forgive your sins. You're going to pay the consequences for your choices. And let me tell you something. When you are under judgment, can't nobody help you. Can't nobody help you. Nope. Even they might want to help you. They can't help you because you're under judgment. Mm-hmm. I've been there. Glory be to God, huh? Part of my homelessness was judgment. I already know. I just thank God for bringing me through it. Oh, I'm out now. The demons is angry. They ain't expect me to get out. No, they didn't expect all that witchcraft and stuff to wear off. They didn't expect that, but God's grace and God's mercy. See? Hallelujah. When you allow circumstances to bring you closer to Christ and not away from him. After you've been proven, tried, and tested. Glory be to God. Let's look at this scripture here as we wrap up this morning. Glory be to God. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24. Look at verse 36. But on that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready. Somebody say, get ready, get ready, get ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. I'm going to take a little liberty here, beloved. Oh, go back for 1 second here and to the scripture which in verse number 40 says two men is going to be in the field. One is going to be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. And two people in church, one taken and the other left. Two people sitting on the pulpit. one was taken, the other one was left. Two people were singing in the choir. One was taken, the other one was left. Let the wheat and let the tare grow together. Because God said, I'm going to do some separating up in here. Glory be to God. Beloved, we have a responsibility to walk upright. It's a highway to heaven. None can't walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. Hallelujah. Walking up the King's highway. Beloved, it is good that we don't know exactly when Jesus will return. Because if we knew the date, we might be tempted to stop our work for him and only gather for worship. Worse yet, we might plan to keep sinning and then turn to God right at the end. What the Bible is telling us, beloved, is that heaven is not our only goal. We have work to do here. That's why Jesus left us here. That's why Jesus didn't save us and take us straight to heaven. That's why Jesus' last words, when he gave the Great Commission, he said, compel men and women to come. We have work to do. And when you work for God, that's the highest calling. It's the highest calling. It might be on the low pay grade, but that's only temporarily. It's only temporarily. God's going to, guess what? And God's going to supply all your needs while you're working for him. Ain't nothing going to be turned off. Glory be to God. We must keep on doing it until death or until we see the unmistakable return of our Lord and Savior. There is no retirement in the Lord's kingdom. I'm retiring. Retired from what? Yeah, well, I was doing missionary work. I was working for the Lord for a long time. You want to retire and do what now? You can't continue to work. You can't continue to testify. You can't continue to pray. You can't continue to help somebody. What you talking about, retirement? Jesus took that thing straight to the cross. He didn't stop early. Although the opposition was against him, he said, it is finished. Hey, that's what you want, your last will and testament. That's what you want, your, what was their last words, y'all, before they died? I think I heard them say, it is finished. That's the words you want to come out of your mouth. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me say this. Jesus coming back. Jesus coming back. The next earthquake you feel might be Jesus. Somebody said on our prayer call last night, glory be to God, that they thought it was Jesus. No, Jesus ain't going to take that long. He don't need 30 seconds. He said in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he need about 2 seconds. It ain't even two, because I can blink in 1 second. Matter of fact, I can blink about 3 times in 2 seconds. Blink your eyes right now. Just blink your eyes. That's how fast. That's how fast the dead in Christ going to be resurrected, and you're going to be caught up. Jesus coming, beloved. The Bible says, glory be to God, as in the day, the coming of the Son of Man. See, there's a difference in the coming of the Son of Man and the return of the Son of Man. They're two separate events, because one is in the air and one is in the and on the ground. Okay? Glory be to God. We're talking about the one that's going to be taking place, amen, in the air, okay? The one on the ground, that's the second millennium, amen. And that's a whole different subject, and we'll get to that eventually, amen. But you got to, amen, make sure you caught up in the first one, even deal with, determine where you're going to be in the second one. Whew! That second one is when Satan is cast into hell, because everybody wants to say, Satan, let me make an announcement. I'm speeding up because I'm running out of time. Satan is not in hell. Satan ain't in hell, y'all. Now, he going to hell. He already know he going to hell. But Satan ain't in hell right now. Satan walking to and fro in your house, in your neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour. Satan not in hell yet. But he know he gone. And he can't wiggle his way out of it. And because he can't get back at God, he want to get back at God's children. But he can only get to the ones that allow him access. Jesus' second coming will be swift and sudden. There's no indication that people will have an opportunity for last-minute repentance or bargaining. What could you do in that earthquake here? Could you have picked up the phone and say, I want to repent. I want to do this. You ain't had time to do nothing because you was wondering what was going on. And you had 30 seconds. What you going to do in two? We won't even have time to repent, because you ain't going to know what happened until it's too late. The question is, are you going up or are you going to be here on the earth after everything is all over? Let me encourage you. You don't want to be here. Some of you don't want to be here right now. Some of you have been thinking about checking out right now. Please don't do it, because self-murder is a sin. Glory be to God. You don't want to be here after the rapture. That's all I want to say. It's all a baby. That friendship, whatever you had, it ain't even worth it. Hell on earth. The choice they have already made, well, determined their eternal destiny. Your eternal destiny is going to be based on the choice you already made before Jesus came, before your death. That's what's going to determine which way you go. Not after you die, before you die. And God want to use you today. He wanted to use you yesterday. You didn't get the message. So now, amen, he's hoping you get it today. There's something that God wants you to do for him. God has need of you. Don't let me get wrong righteous now. Because y'all know I'm one of them cussing preachers, but every word I use is in the Bible. So I don't cuss. But God has need of your butt. All right, I'm going to be nice. He told Jesus, said, let him know that I have need of them. Bring that donkey. He said, bring that ass over here to me. If anybody say something to you, let them know I have need of them. I come to tell you, Jesus needs you. He needs you. Well, you want to be secret service, secret agent, secret Christian, secret service. You ain't in the CIA. You don't even try it. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus gave certain details about his return, not to stimulate predictions and calculations about when he is coming again. Don't nobody know the day and hour. Y'all remember the guy? What's his name? James somebody? I forgot. Y'all know about it. I can't think of his name. Waco or somebody. All right. Naive Christian, naive, had everybody sell their house, quit their job. Y'all remember that? Sold all their possessions, went out in some field somewhere, standing up, looking up, said Jesus was coming back on this certain day and this certain hour. And guess what? They all look like fools. See? I mean, sold everything. They really believed the man. All they had to do was read the Bible. Don't nobody know the day or hour, but God said, but I'm giving you signs. You know, you ever been in a car and not really know where you're going? Amen, but you got signs that you're getting close. Hey, okay, they say Philadelphia, 5 miles away. Whoo, okay, y'all, we close. See, God will give you signs. He'll give you signs that you're close. So God says, I'm giving you signs that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be, amen, and the coming of the Son of Man. Well, what was they doing in Noah's day? Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Lord's willing. We're going to see what was happening in Noah's day. And then we're going to also show you how God took care of Noah in the midst of it. God's children don't never have nothing to worry about. We don't have nothing to worry. If we living or dying, we ain't got nothing to worry about. Times are good or times are bad. We ain't never got nothing to worry about. Lord, God is our sun and shield and gives us grace and glory. Amen. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. We ain't got nothing to worry about. God gives pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. We ain't got nothing to worry about. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. We ain't got nothing to worry about. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We ain't got nothing to worry about. Though we walk through the fire, we'll not be burned. Though we walk through the waters will not overtake us. We ain't got nothing to worry about. Though we die, we're going to rise again. Why? Because the same spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead is going to resurrect you. Glory be to God. We ain't got nothing to worry about. We are fully persuaded that the God that we serve is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. We ain't got nothing to worry about. Come on over on the Lord's side. There's no better place to be. We are dwellers in the Lord's house. Some people got it going on in their house. Huh? Everything nice and clean and pretty and rich and expensive and got food and all the commodities. Some people got it going on, but it ain't like living in the Lord's house. Whoo, my God, sookie, 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 sookie. Beloved, as I close on this morning, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants us, amen, beloved, to be constantly vigilant and spiritually prepared. Now, write that down this morning, beloved, and let that be your takeaway, if nothing else. Am I spiritually prepared? Am I vigilant? Am I watchful? Am I doing the right thing at all times? And how can I do the right thing at all times, Pastor? Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Talk to God before and not after. Glory be to God. We must be diligent in spreading the gospel and living to God's according to God's word. Jesus wants us to spend the weight. Jesus wants us to spend the weight taking care of his people and doing his work here on earth. This is the best way to prepare for Jesus' return. Knowing that his return will be sudden, his return is going to be unexpected. We should not live irresponsibly, doing nothing or seeking selfish pleasure. Beloved, we have plenty to do. The question is, will you be ready? That's a question that you have to answer. Can nobody else answer that for you? Jesus died for you. Now you must die for him and live upright. Jesus died on the cross for you, for your salvation. Now you must die on the cross for him. That's what he said when he said, pick up your cross. We don't want to die. We want to live. But the only way you're going to live is you got to die. Ah, sounds like a puzzle, but it's not. Father, help us to be ready. Let us examine our lives, beloved. Just have a little talk with Jesus. Just have a little talk with Jesus. He already know what you're struggling with. He already know your challenges. You're not going to surprise him. Oh, my child, I didn't know you was going through that. No, he knows what you're going through. He know what you need. He knows where you come from. Huh? He knows where you are, and he knows where you're going. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, what a friend. Hallelujah, what a friend we have in Jesus. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm not ready to sing this morning. Amen. Haven't had my coffee yet. Amen. So I'll just say the words. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Do you know him, first of all? If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, guess what? We got some real, real good news. Amen. Today's your day. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Nothing technical, nothing fancy, okay? No special colors, no special position. The only position that has to be accurate is the position of your heart, looking toward him. Ask God to forgive you for your sins and invite Jesus in to be your Lord and be your Savior, to sit on the throne of your heart, to show you the way, to make you the person he would have you to be. Glory be to God. Why? So you can be his disciple, work for him. Huh? There's some work for you to do. Amen. And when it's all over, I'll be caught up to meet him. caught up to meet him. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I tell you, all these old songs coming. I wish we could go back to some of these old songs. Amen. Hallelujah. My words with meaning. My God, my God, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the wake-up call. First of all, we're grateful that that earthquake was no worse than what it was, Father. If that had been doubled up, ain't no telling what situations would it look like. There's no telling what situations look like because there was some damage done. Even in that 4.7, there was some damage done, Father. And you had grace and mercies, but it was a wake-up call to put us on high alert that the same way that happened unannounced, Jesus is coming back. God, we want to be found faithful. We want to be found working. We want to be found honest. We want to be found standing in love, faith, and obedience, Father. Help us to help ourselves. Help us, God. Help us not to be so concerned about us, but more concerned about you. What is your will? Help us to be sold out like Jesus was. Jesus was only concerned about one thing, and that was about doing the will of the Father. Because not everyone that says unto you, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into your kingdom, but he that doeth the will of the Father. Forgive us for sleeping spiritually, God. Forgive us. And we say, thank you for giving us a fresh start and a new day. And here we are. We surrender all to you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. One thing for sure, beloved, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, we must pray without ceasing. Just go back to the scripture I shared with you today in 1 Thessalonians 5 and read the whole thing. Right in that same scripture where the Lord tells us to be ready for him, you keep going down, it says pray without ceasing. So that's what we're going to do, and that's what we do in this ministry. We pray without ceasing. Amen. Come on and join us today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray for somebody because somebody needs your prayers. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel bad news. We cancel it. We cancel it. We cancel it. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today, Father. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for this prayer altar. Thank you for this power line. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody out there in internet land listening today, if you want to be a part of our prayer ministry, we invite you. We invite you. Telephone number is 385-799-9729. You can always visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and get this information. Glory be to God. And you can even send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. And you can give us your prayer request that way as well. And we are more than willing to pray with you and pray for you because prayer works. Please do not be a stranger to this ministry. Amen. We invite you to step on in. Amen. The first time we call you visitor, second time we call you family, and we call you friend. Amen and amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. I love you. I love you. Look, I love you. There ain't nothing you could do about it. And let me tell you this. If I don't meet you again on this side, I meet you on the other side. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All I know is I'm going up. Amen. The question is, amen, are you going up too? Amen. Glory be to God. And we hope you do. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Do ya. Thank you.